Just what we were saying, yeah. Just what we were
saying.
Yeah. Gee? Yeah.
Bless your Lord.
Yeah. I'm going to try this. I've been trying to learn this song, and I think the words on it are beautiful. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless your Lord. So much to thank you for. Every day ought to be Thanksgiving.
Want to sing?
Yeah.
That's what I said when I first heard this song. I thought it's got good meaning to it for everything he does for us, for all the shoes he puts on to feet and plenty to eat.
Yeah. I think it's a McCamey song, a good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry.
Is that
not even plugged in or anything?
I don't have a clue.
I don't have music.
You don't need music. We know that.
It's not even plugged in, Carolyn. It was all unplugged when we moved all that.
I read of a city John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, and streets are pure gold.
Yeah, I like a place I like to go.
And the gold of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we'll know as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who's gone on before.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, if you leave here first,
let's
wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where love once dwelt who's gone on before.
Amen.
If you leave here first, just wait by the river.
Yeah.
If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say.
Bless the Lord. Good job. Amen. Hallelujah. What a meeting place.
You know, I was just thinking while she was saying that, there's no way we can miss the river because there's only one that flows out throne of God, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Clear as crystal, I think it said.
Yes, clear as crystal. That's
right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll just tell y'all, boy, I've enjoyed the singing. I'm glad we got some singers too. Amen.
Amen.
I can't sing a lick, can't even play a radio. Amen. But I love to hear people can sing. I love to hear when they're singing about the Lord.
That's right.
I'm going to put this down here, Brother Jerry.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that.
Amen. Lord, he changed the message right before I left the house, and I ain't got no problem with that at all, but I do want to say this. I need your prayers tonight. This is a pretty tough message. And like I said, I'm just a messenger boy. I just deliver the messages of God. When I say it's a tough message, it's going to be a little bit of tear jerkers, that's all. But I hate things like what I'm going to be mentioning then tonight that happened. Sometimes we hear about them, sometimes we don't. But they still happen. And I don't like it. And like I said, I'm just a watchman on the wall. And we're supposed to be watchmen. We're supposed to kind of keep up what's going on. I don't need to be asleep at the wheel. And you don't need to be neither. We'll take our text out of 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. And I'm going to read just the first 11 verses. And verse 11 will be our text verse. I'm going to take this coat off. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And like I said, the Lord changed this message. I actually was going to preach along the same lines, just a little different. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to read verse 1 through 11. Paul's writing to the church at Corinth. Thank you, Brother Ed, for the bottle of water, brother. He starts out, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant." And I do think, you know, we need to be informed. I do think, you know, we need to be watchful, mindful, what's going on. I think a lot of things are going on right now we might not be aware of that might be detrimental. Mm-hmm. Let me say this before I go any further. I'm kind of glad there's no children here tonight. It's a pretty rough message. He said, "I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. They were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be idolaters as were some of them, as it's written, the people sat down to eat and drank and rose up to play.
Yeah.
Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed as serpents. Neither murmur ye if some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Here's our text verse. Now all these things happened unto them for in samples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And we'll stop our reading right there. We're going to go to God in prayer. And I'm preaching on the ends of the world tonight. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God amidst this crooked and perverse generation, Father. That we've come, Lord, to realize that, Lord, we're in. Lord, I would to God that people would make better decisions. I would to God, Lord, they would go to the house of God. I wish they'd live for God. I wish they'd love the Lord. I wish, Lord, that they'd set the priorities, make the Lord more important, Lord, than the ball games and the fishing and all of that stuff, Lord. I just thank you, Father, for the faithful few. I thank you, Father, for the church that you purchased with your own blood. I thank you, Father, that like Sharon sung there, Lord, that Lord, you just love us, Lord. And Lord, you got a place prepared. We'll meet by that river one day. But Lord, down here, Father, we're troubled on every side. Down here, Father, Lord, we're tempted. And Lord, down here, we're tested. And I pray, God, Lord, for help. Not upon that, Lord, but also even upon the message, God, you've given me to deliver tonight. I'll thank you and praise you, Lord, for whatever you do. We'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Preaching on that latter part of verse 11, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, it doesn't say the end of the world. It says ends of the world are come. And that plural is kind of along the lines I'm going to preach about tonight. And I only got 2 points. I had 5 this morning, but I loved that message this morning about commitment.
Yeah.
But we only got 2 points tonight. And the first one of the points is the end of our world, or your world. You know, everyone don't live to be 80. I've done enough funerals to know that.
Yeah.
Psalms chapter 90 verse 10 talks about our life. It's 70 to 80 years, 70 by reason of strength, 80, and then we cut off and we fly away. And you know, that's in the norm. Everybody don't make it to 70 or 80. Psalms 55 verse 23 mentions some that don't live out half their days. And it says they're bloody and deceitful men. They don't live out half their days. I always think about that scripture when I see someone dying around the age of 40 or even 35, I always think about this scripture when I see that. But Proverbs 29 verse 1 says that he being often reproved, and we've got people today, they don't want to hear. They don't care. They just want to live their life. They want to do their thing. You know, the Bible talks about Moses chose to suffer the affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming that the riches of Christ was greater riches than those of Egypt. And you know, some people, they just want to do their own thing. They want to be left alone. Donnie ran into one this week. Didn't want to hear. Didn't care. But anyway, he that been often reproved, hardeneth his neck. You know, they might listen one time. What'd you say? The next time they just keep on walking.
Right.
Hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed. And that without remedy. That man mentioned in Luke chapter 12 made all them plans about building bigger barns and all that. If you'll notice, God wasn't mentioning any of those plans. In verse 20, God called him a fool. God said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And you know, he I don't know how long he planned on living, Brenda, but he didn't make it no further than that night right there. He's talking about a wake-up call. God called that night and called him a fool. In Luke 12:20, and Acts 17, verse 28 says that in him, talking about the Lord, we live and move and have our being. And there are people in hell right now praying for one more chance. Let me just say about that, mercy is this side of eternity. Mercy is this side of hell. There's no mercy in hell. You know, God made hell, the same one made heaven, made hell. And he gave us choice. He said, choose life. I said before you, death and life, choose life. And everybody don't, but everybody can. I've said this. You know, all of sin comes short of glory of God, but all are loved.
Right.
All can be forgiven.
Right.
All can be saved, but all won't.
Yes, that's right.
Mercy's this side of hell. Here's the hard part of this message tonight. I need your prayers right here. You know, I wished what I'm getting ready to read right now, I wish this didn't happen. I wish that, you know, this was just far-fetched. But a 15-year-old girl went to a basketball game with her father in Texas, Dallas Mavericks or something like that. I don't know about baseball, basketball or nothing. She went to a basketball game with her father, Brother Eric. And the only thing she did wrong, Rita, was she went to the bathroom. That's all she did wrong. And when she went to the bathroom, she was abducted by four girls.
Huh? Well.
And they brought this 15-year-old girl to four guys. There's eight total. And we're talking about a tender plant. I'm looking at our young people. I looked at Levi this morning, looked at Lucy, come in, gave Serenity a hug. I love children. I hate to even make this even known, but it needs to be known. We need to be aware of what's going on.
Right.
This 15-year-old girl went to this basketball game with her father with the intent of being with her dad, join, you know, the company of being with him. She might not even care about basketball. I don't know. But I'll say this. When she went to that bathroom, she was abducted by four. She was, you know, I'll get where I'm going in a minute. I'm just going to be careful the direction I say everything I say tonight. I will say what I'm going to say here in a minute. She was abducted by four girls in this restroom against her will. Abducted, taken, and there was a total of eight of them. Four guys, four girls. And they passed her around like a cigarette. And the father sought the police, trying to get, you know, find what happened to his daughter. And the police couldn't do nothing. I mean, they've been defunded. They've been downsized. You know, I'm not throwing no rocks here tonight. They just couldn't offer any help. I just want you to understand the environment we're living in, the great freedom, the great liberty that we have in America is being dismantled right before our eyes.
Right.
Listen to me real good now. I'm real serious right here. This little girl, I can only imagine the horror she went through for 10 days, Rita. And after 10 days, Brenda, a non-profit police organization found nude pictures of this little girl on a prostitution website being offered, you know, as a sex slave. Now, this girl's 15 years old. I don't know what kind of plan she had, Carolyn. But her world same as ended right there.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we've got a granddaughter living in our house right now. I've watched young girls, and they go in there, and they want to look pretty. They fix herself up. How's that look, Pop? Looks good, baby. She's got her eyes fixed right. She's got her hair fixed right. She's changed her clothes 14 times. And they're concerned, little girls are concerned about how they look. They want to look pretty. They want to look good. This little girl, my mind can't even go what she was put through in 10 days, Brother Eric. But those policemen, and thank God it wasn't me, there'd been 8 corpses. Those policemen arrested those 8 people that abducted this little girl, and I will say what I was going to say just a minute ago. They were all 8 black. She was white. Now we hear all this slavery, all this, racism.
Yeah.
This girl couldn't help the fact she's white. Couldn't help the fact there was 8 against 1. This girl was being sold as a sex slave. Not consensual. You know, if she'd been consensual, I mean, it'd be a bad decision, but it's her decision. I wouldn't even feel bad about it. But I'll tell you this. Not only is my heart broke about finding out about this, but my blood's boiling at the same time. I'm in 2 emotions. I'm mad and I'm broke that a little girl had to suffer the things she had to suffer for 10 years. Not 10 years, but for 10 days. Probably seemed like 10 years. But for 10 days, her world was turned upside down. She was in a living hell for 10 days. Thank God she got rescued. They don't. I thought she'd be the only one, Brother Donnie, but I looked this information up. I didn't go no more than about 6 pages of this. But on the very page I looked this girl up, read it, just to get the details of this incident. There were 8 other 15-year-old girls that had went through the same thing, been abducted, been brought into prostitution. 2 of them had already committed suicide. 2 out of the 8 had done took their life. I'm just talking about your world. Her world, Brother Eric, was turned upside down just because she went to the bathroom. And you know, we've come down to a sick, sad day here in America.
That's right.
My mind can't even go there. I can't even fathom what this little girl went through. But I will tell you this, it ought not be so in America.
Right.
A blessed country like this country right here, that really, I'm telling you, God's hand's been upon America ever since it came to be. And here we are, done turned heathenistic to abduct a little girl and put her through hell for 10 days. And if it hadn't been for a non-profit police organization that was, I mean, put out all points pulled and they was checking everything, Brenda, but they just happened to bring her nude photos up on the porn site, on the internet, I'm not okay with that. I'm going to tell you, if there'd been one of our little girls in this church, me and Brother Ed, we'd have wanted post drones.
Right.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
And like I said, she wasn't alone. I didn't turn the page. There were 6 more pages. I just looked at one. 10 days, a little girl came a slave to some people that had no regard for her in any capacity whatsoever. That happened April the 8th last month. It was down in Texas at a Dallas Maverick basketball game. This little girl went from a tender plant to a bruised reed in one day.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm just going to guess the 4 girls probably laughed. And I'm going to guess the 4 guys probably got in line. I mean, I'm trying to be discreet here tonight. My mind can't go there.
No.
I'm just telling you, there's something wrong in this country.
Right.
Yeah.
There's something wrong.
It is.
Let me tell you something, buddy. That wrong ain't going to go wrong. Talk about the ends of the world. That's not going to continue, I'll tell you right now.
No.
And That, thank God for that non-profit police service that did find where she was, that did act upon the solicitation of this little 15-year-old girl. Thank God all eight were arrested. And like I said, don't cry me a river about slavery. It's still going on today. Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. God told Abraham, He said, the cry of Sodom is very great.
Yeah.
He said it's very grievous. And God came down to take a look at it. You know what it's crying, Sharon? That's little children being abused and molested.
Yeah, that's right.
Just telling you, buddy, the cry of children, God's got an ear for it. Mm-hmm. Now that little girl no doubt cried a river of tears. God said it'd be better for a man have a millstone hung about his neck cast in the depths of the sea than to offend one of my little ones. I don't know if she's saved or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know one thing. I hate hearing about that right there. Mm-hmm. I hate hearing about there was eight more. I hate hearing about two of them had already committed suicide. I'm just telling you, they may all do it. I don't know. But I tell you this, the world of that little girl, it ended right there. Can you imagine how her relationship to her other friends, maybe her boyfriend, or her future plans were all interrupted in that abduction right there? Her world ended right there.
Yes, it did. Whew.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. And not only the end of her world, but the end of this world is coming too. It says that day will come. You're talking about ushering in the day of the Lord. Peter mentioned about fire and fervent heat that would burn this world up. He said, consider what manner of persons you ought to be. We ought to know better than that.
Yeah.
Why is that going on? I'll tell you exactly why it's going on. You want to know why it's going on? Hey, I'm a preacher. I'll tell you why it's going on. No fear of God.
Right.
The Bible said it, the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The Bible says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. You let a bolt of lightning come, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You let one of them be vaporized right there in front of them, they suck it. I'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, well, the problem is, none of that right there.
That's right.
No fear of God
right
before their eyes. Let's see what this says right here. I ain't got my glasses. Let's just see right here. Let me get up here real close here. Thou shalt not commit adultery. What would that mean? Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah. Thou shalt not kill. No, none of that. Got to get that out. You know what? That might cause somebody to go crazy. Well, it'd be like the other way around. I think they're going crazy because that's not in there.
That's right.
But anyway, that cry of abuse and abduction is kind of like that cry that come up to heaven there in Genesis chapter 18. Don't worry, the end's coming. Amen. The Bible says that the wicked shall be turned into hell. That's wicked. I mean, I can't even go there. My mind does not go there. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell in all the nations, even this nation, that forget God shall be turned into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I'm saying, in her world, you know, I hope she don't take her life, but I couldn't blame her if she does.
No.
You know, her daddy looked for her. He sought help, couldn't find none. Thank God, like I said, for this non-profit police service that he found. Got his daughter back. I bet she'll never be the daughter she was before that happened. You see what I mean?
That's right.
No.
In a restroom. If we do get to go to see this ark, stay close to these kids.
Right. Yes.
Don't turn your head. Keep your eyes on them. The teaching of our children says the end's near. They're teaching our children they're nothing more than animals. And you know, they're starting to act like animals. Man, I'm watching the way they dress now, the way they talk now, the way they act now. I can tell the end's near. You know, Jesus said before the end of the world coming to be signs. Man, that's a big enough sign right there. That's what they're teaching our children. Thank God for Sunday school. Read them. Don't waste no time. The whole time you got them kids back there, tell them about the love of God. Yeah. Tell them to run to God when the heart's broken. Run to God when they got a problem. Yeah. Run to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Don't go to drugs. Don't go to drink. Don't go to parties. Run to God. Say, hey, I need to talk to you. Somebody said you cared about me.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
You do your best, honey.
Yes, you do.
God's given you that privilege, that opportunity there. Invest in them as heavy as you can. Thank God. Oh, my. The teaching of our children speaks about the end being near. That ought not be so. The hatred of light. John chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. Says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Them boys didn't want to get caught. Thank God that the blue light showed up. Amen. Said men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Neither come they to the light. Where are they at? Lest their deeds be reproved. You better believe I want to bring them in here, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, I don't care if we got five different colors of hair. I don't care what they look like. Get them in here. I'll reprove them in love. I won't make them feel uncomfortable. The Word of God will, but I'll love them. I'll say, God got something better in mind for you. It ain't always easy to talk to someone, but I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to be like a compass. You need to point them to Jesus. Because, buddy, He can help them. Amen.
Amen.
Neither come they to the light, lest their deeds be reproved. They don't like light, Brother Ed. See, we're light.
That's right.
See, I used to live in darkness. I used to love darkness.
Yes, me too.
I'd slip around, do things. I mean, not real bad, but bad enough.
Yeah.
I'm talking about getting people's vegetables out of the garden at night time to go down there and make a big kettle. You know, but just kind of what they call mischief. But really, we shouldn't have done it. We did it.
Yeah.
And we done other things too.
Yeah.
Good Lord. You can look around and tell things can't go too much further.
No. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When they start doing this thing like I just mentioned, the children, buddy, you can set your watch by it, the Lord's going to show up.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, we're going to get out of the way.
Yeah, we are.
The Bible says, you know, that darkness can't take over until we get out of the way. That's in, I think, 1 Thessalonians. Might be 2 Thessalonians. Let me see here. I'll give you the right reference here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 7. They want us out of the way, and we're going to get out of the way. We've got to be taken out of the way, but I'm going to be taken. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. In a moment, twinkle of an eye, I'm getting out. I'm getting out of the way. I'm getting out of this world.
That's right. Whew. Yes, we're leaving here.
I got family by the river up there.
That's right. Me too.
I've got daughters, moms, and dads, grandmoms, grandpas, aunts, uncles. Cousins, nephews.
Yes.
They all left behind a testimony. I expect to see them there. And if they're not there, I'll understand that they wasn't what they said they was. And I'll just tell you this, better be what you say you are, because that day's coming. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, everybody don't live to be 70. Everybody don't live to be 80. Our lives but a vapor, prayer for a little while, then vanish of the way. We're here today and gone tomorrow. And somehow we're here today and gone today. That little girl, I'd rather not even know about that, and yet I can't turn my head from it.
Yeah.
I would love to love on that little girl and say, it'd be all right, honey.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Brother Ed, I'd like to sit down.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say, honey, God loves you.
Yeah, right.
And I wish what happened to you hadn't happened, but God still loves you. God will still help you. God will still help you. Oh, my. Oh, I wish that hadn't happened. She's not alone.
No.
I'm just telling you, you can look at the writing on the wall and tell it ain't going to be alone till the end of this world's coming.
Yeah, that's right.
Why is it coming? It's got to come. They're going to kill one another.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to harp about global warming. They want to harp about climate change and all that nonsense of carbon footprint and what we're going to do for electricity, what we're going to do for gas. I'll tell you, the best thing we do would be let's look to God for everything we got need of, because He supplies our need out of His riches and glory. Everything I need, God makes sure I get it. And sometimes things I want, God makes sure I don't get them. And I say, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The ends of the world coming. Brother Eric, I know the world don't like that, but it don't matter whether they like it or not. They're the ones that's bringing it on. This wickedness that's running rampant, and if you watch any news at all, you'll be like me. You'll be saying, that can't be going on here in America. I mean, here they are beating people, stabbing people. Here they are, you know, running over them with cars, robbing them, smashing, grabbing, all that stuff. I'm just telling you, they're just ushering it in. They're just causing God to have to intervene, because if man ain't going to do nothing, God will. Amen.
Amen.
That's
exactly
right. Teaching about creation this morning, God made everything right.
He did.
He did.
Only thing wrong, man showed up, missed all the right.
Yeah.
God made up.
Yeah, we messed it all up, didn't we?
Oh my. There's a lot of young people, their world has ended. They didn't make good decisions. They didn't want nothing to do with this Jesus. World lied to them. They believed that lie.
That's right.
Somebody said, come on, we'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. One of those 15-year-old girls, Brother Eric, her cousin sold her. Mm-hmm. Young family, ain't that sad? Young family sold her into sexual slavery, prostitution. Mm-hmm. Sold her. The Bible says in the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 3, a girl shall be sold for a bottle of wine.
Yes, that's right.
Boy, that's pretty cheap, Brother Ed.
Yeah, that's coming though.
Yeah. I think that's about where we're at.
Yeah,
we don't even care about these gifts from God, from heaven. We got this battle over abortion. And like I said, children are inheritance from the Lord. Fruit of the womb is His reward. And here we are just really not, it's bad enough to murder these babies. But even worse, add sin to sin, they're selling the baby parts on the black market.
Yeah.
Selling hearts. Trying to keep that baby alive so that heart beat, that heart keep beat till they take it out. That's sick.
Sick.
What happened to this little girl? Sick. Sad. It ought not be ill. Ought not be happening. Like I said, we've come down to a sad day in America. We've come down to a sad day in the church. Why is that? We're trying to compromise.
Right.
You see, we're in the world, but we're not of the world.
That's exactly right.
And you know, it's kind of like a ship out on the water. It does pretty good, the water gets in the ship, and then the ship sinks. Well, that's what we are.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we have, the friendship of this world is ended with God. We're in this world, but we got to realize this ain't our home. We're on our way home, and we don't need to drive our tent stakes too deep. We don't need to, you know, to, I guess to get too attached to things down here, we need to realize we fix and get out of here.
Amen.
And I say the sooner the better. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, right.
I'm like John the Revelator there. Revelation, even so, Lord Jesus coming quickly.
Yeah.
When he saw all the things that was coming upon this world, Sister Brenda, you know what he said? He said, come get me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And when we see all these things that's coming, and I'm glad we've not been pulling under wrath. But I'll tell you right now, God's not happy about little 15-year-old girls being abducted. I'm not happy neither. Oh my. The Bible talks about having judgment without mercy. I have to admit, I'd be inclined to do that.
Oh.
If I ever caught, I'd tear all the hide off of them.
Mm.
If I ever did turn them loose, when their mama saw them, Brother Eric, they wouldn't say, how'd you get away? They'd say, they wouldn't ask him what happened. They said, how'd you get away? Because I'll tell you right now, I ain't got no time for anyone that'll abuse a child.
No,
they better hope old Brother Eddie don't find out about it. I'll be on the doorstep.
I'll be there.
I don't mind them roughing me up, talking about me or whatever, but you mess one of them little ones, buddy, I'm going to show up.
That's right.
The Bible talks about preachers bearing not the sword in vain. I'll tell you right now, I got a lot of silence in the pulpits today. Making room for this, you know, these sexual sins. ordaining these homosexuals and they're doing homosexual union. Right. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I cannot do it. A little living, living with the whole lump. I want little Lucy to have a chance.
That's right.
I want little Serenity to have a chance. Little Layra, I want them to have a chance. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, there's mercy with the Lord. There's hope in Him. Like I mentioned this morning about Abraham there in Romans chapter 4, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope.
Yeah.
Man, he didn't have much ground to stand on, but he stood on it anyway. And God saw he did. And God made him a father of many nations.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my. Man, it's rough. I think the church needs to trim its wick.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to wake up. I think we need to remember why we are here.
Yeah.
What we're supposed to be doing. This little church, I can't really say much. It's the workingest church I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise you. I pass out rolls after rolls after rolls. I'm telling you, I love this little church. Yeah. Even it might be small in size, but work-wise, buddy, y'all got it. Amen.
Yes, we do.
The ends of the world are coming. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours which men may work? He said, the night cometh, no man can work.
Yeah.
The night's coming. We're of the day. We're chilling a lot. We're going to get out. We're going home. And what happens as we get out? I'll be honest with you, not only we're not doing nothing about it, they're going to deserve everything they get.
That's right.
I got what I didn't deserve here, and they get what they don't deserve here. But I'll tell you, buddy, if a door shuts on heaven, they can forget it. Kind of like that snapping turtle I saw this morning as I was driving home, trying to cross the road. And I swerved to miss him, but when I came back, I realized others didn't. He's laying on the side of the road, belly up, you know what I mean? But you know what? I gave him a little mercy, Eric. God gave me a little mercy. And I gave him a little mercy. But I don't know about the ones behind me. I don't think they did. He's pretty good size snapping though, but he ran barely up. He wasn't moving either. If he'd been moving, I'd stop turning him over. I believe he done had that lick. Amen. Oh, my Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, being reminded, Lord, of the world we're living in.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you woke us up just a little bit, Lord, to the hour that we're living in. Lord, help us to protect these little ones in this church. Help us to be vigilant.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to listen and watch and pray for them, Lord. Lord, I'd like to see them, Lord, get a chance, Lord, to have a long, good life.
Yes.
I'd like to live long enough to watch them grow up. And Lord, that's, you know, contingent upon your coming back, Lord. But as long as I'm here, Lord, I promise you this, I'll be praying for them. I'll be watching out for them. And I'll tell you right now, I'll defend them up to death. Lord, what a way to go, Lord. Give you life, Lord, just trying to protect an innocent little lamb, Lord. Help, I pray, this crazy country, this crooked, corrupt country, Lord, that's, Lord, just in bed with sin.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, help it, I pray. Help its churches. Help us, Lord, I pray.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lord, and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Get Brother Ed. I guess everybody stand. Sister Sharon, I wish what I mentioned tonight wasn't true. I just didn't realize how much there was of it going on. I don't like it. And it don't have to be that way, but it is going on right here. You know, we